This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
This came across Twitter yesterday, and it has caused quite the kerfuffle amongst the Oregon State fan base. To the point I saw, you responded to a tweet. There was an account that like covers Oregon State recruiting.
Can I? Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Tell the people.
So he is, I don't know the person or the tweet. Yeah. I've never seen the account before, but they had sent out a tweet saying, yeah, I'm done. I'm deleting my account. I've nothing to cover and talk about anymore. I don't want to do this. I am shutting everything down.
So I don't know who that person is. I've never seen that account in my life. I saw that tweet because a buddy of mine from college that we did media stuff and he works at Nike now, he tweeted and responded to that person, and that's how I saw it.
Uh-huh.
And I was on the crapper.
Yeah.
I tweeted out something earlier about Smith's quote on Oregon Live, and when I saw that tweet, I actually laughed and I just thought, this person needs to be brought. They need to be picked up.
They need some support in their life.
Now, Oregon State football has been god-awful for a while now. I am numb to it. They lose. They get blown out. I'm numb to it. You guys can't hurt my feelings with it. But I saw this and I said, this person needs to smile. So I thought, I'm going to tweet this person. I'm going to tell him, look, this is not a good look by him. It's not going to be in the world. Let's wait this out before we completely abandon any hope whatsoever that they'll ever win.
So here is the issue. And we've had a couple of people point this out recently. Jonathan Smith has not tweeted in like almost a calendar year. It's been like a long time.
Since October?
Like during the season?
I just read this. It was either last October, like not this 2018, but like maybe, I think it was 2018 October.
So it's been a long time since he sent out a tweet. Now, that is kind of the new thing, the way people recruit. Mario Cristobal, just for an example, is very, has a big presence on social media, if you will. So Nick Daschle, who writes for the Oregonian, he covers Oregon State, he talked to Jonathan Smith about this. You know, social media, the way you use it, how does it apply to recruiting? Why don't you have a bigger presence? And here was the quote from Jonathan Smith, head coach at Oregon State, quote, maybe I'm old school, but I'm just not into it that much. I'm way more into phone calls that I could have with recruits rather than retweeting their picture. That doesn't say I'm right for doing it and they're wrong. It's just a different way of doing it. I'm more into the authentic relationship. To which a lot of Beaver fans were frustrated by this because their recruiting tactics have come under criticism over the last calendar year. How do we feel about Jonathan Smith not wanting to have a presence on social media?
I actually think this is a huge problem. Now, this is not your end-all be-all. You can still win. You can still go find talent. I mean, hell, he just recruited Jamar Jefferson. This dude identifies talent. I think this guy can coach. I think that staff can coach. The problem is that you're not willing to adapt, and you're kind of, and this is the part that I also want to point out. I don't want to be taking this out of context. This is one quote. Maybe there's more to it than this, just that quote, and when we get him, we'll talk about that with him. But if you're just taking it with the quote, I think this makes you look terribly old and stubborn.
He's not that old.
He's not old. But, and I don't like, maybe I'm old school. You are old school, dude.
Yeah, that's
not a maybe. You are.
That is old school.
Every prominent coach is tweeting or has a staff loaded with people that are tweeting. They don't. They just don't. Their football account only tweets on game days, only tweets feel good. Hey, former player came to say hi, or stuff like that. They don't tweet enough. Their coaching staff, not very active on Twitter. And when the head ball coach isn't tweeting, that is a problem. Like, you are trying to get talent. You're trying to get the attention. I might not be all for what the social media stuff is in recruiting nowadays, but if you don't think it helps, I don't know what to tell you. You're just a lost individual. It's 2019, and you're talking about how you don't want to tweet. I'm not telling you need to be tweeting every day like 19 times.
Sure, sure.
You need to be on Twitter. I mean, hell, his mentor is on Twitter. Chris Peterson tweets all the time. Woof, big news coming for UW. How about our guys tonight? Man, I really liked what I'm seeing. They're very corny, cliche tweets.
Right.
Crystal Ball has these too, but they're tweets. They're existing, right? They're out there. Their social media presence is felt. Oregon State's isn't. And that is a problem. They need to be getting on that. And whoever is within those buildings, the confines down there, they need to be telling him right now, that was a mistake to put that out, because this is not having a good reaction.
No.
You're getting the few Beaver fans who are trying to defend this and act like this is not a big deal. But I think the bulk of us understand it's not your end-all be-all, but it does matter. So Mike Riley tweeted, for God's sakes. I mean, his last 3 years at Oregon State, he was tweeting all the time. Nebraska tweeting. It doesn't mean he wins, but he was recruiting decently at Nebraska. And you don't even have to tweet yourself. You can have people do this for you. I don't think Chris Peterson even knows how to tweet. But the SID next to him all the time is probably sending tweets off for him.
Just like Mike Riley didn't know how to tweet.
No, Mike Riley didn't even know how to get into his Twitter account. I know who was tweeting for him.
He had somebody sending out tweets for him. I think the frustration here should be, look, if Jonathan Smith is like the best Twitter follow in the world, and he's hilarious, he's funny, people need to follow him, he relates to recruits, does it mean that it's going to turn into a top five recruiting class in the Pac-12 for Oregon State? No. Like, it takes wins. It takes the infrastructure. There's a lot of things that go into recruiting. It's not just social media.
No.
The issue is when you're denying something that is a really strong factor to these kids. Now, I think older people can laugh at this a lot. And a similar example to this, honestly, would be the uniforms. And I'm going to use Oregon as an example of that. Like, when Oregon was changing their uniforms constantly initially, 18 years ago, and it was a new look and their, you know, new modern style uniform. And a lot of the older people made fun of it. Like, this is dumb. Stick with your traditional colors. You look stupid. They're not trying to be attractive to 45-year-old guys. They are trying to be attractive to 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. And believe it or not, a lot of those kids saw that, would watch them on TV and think, those uniforms are sick, and it played a small part in their recruiting. And the Oregon staff now, I think, is a prime example of social media, because the previous regime wanted nothing to do with it. Now, Chip Kelly was slightly before the social media onslaught, but when Mark Helfrich was promoted head coach, he wanted nothing to do with social media. Now, that was a low on the list of his main problems as a head coach, but not doing everything you could to relate to players and to get in contact with them and to have communication forms that you know they're always on and a part of, you're just missing a huge opportunity. So again, it doesn't mean that it's going to turn Jonathan Smith into this world-class recruiter.
Right.
You're just denying yourself an opportunity for no reason other than saying you're old school.
I guess where I ultimately come down, and Ben tweeted us, saying tweeting can help, but you can win without it. You think Saban tweets, like,
don't, Nick Saban, stop.
Well, no. But
the greatest coach of all time.
I know. This is my point.
Stop.
Is you can't use Saban, but who else? Like, maybe Dabo's not on Twitter, but Clemson's football account's probably pretty active, I'd be willing to wager. And this is my point. It's not just that Jonathan Smith doesn't tweet. It's that your staff doesn't do it. And your football account doesn't really do it. I know this for a fact. There are people within the athletic department that acknowledge how piss poor run their social media is. It's just not good.
Right.
And they know and they're aware of it. But nothing's changing. Because, I mean, facts are this. Twitter is about being lazy or not being lazy. You don't have to like Twitter. I get it. I understand people that aren't on it. I personally think it's a great tool to have and provide content to people who may have missed moments on the show. Some people don't need to do it, you know, and I get that. But to overlook it and to not care about it is a mistake. Is a mistake to me. I would almost equate it to this. As a radio host, I'm always looking for interesting stories or stats or just reading different people. It would be like me doing a radio show going, you know what? I'm just going to read the magazines and the newspapers. I don't need the internet.
No, I don't need to be on Twitter or social media.
That may have been all well and good in the 80s.
Right.
That's a bit of a mistake now in 2019. It's there. It's free. It costs you nothing.
Yeah.
It's a tool that everybody you want to come to your school and play for you is using. Why not do it? I don't understand not not jumping on the benefit of it.
Right, right.
And that's where he loses me.
Right, and I think the analogy of our jobs is good because if I didn't work in sports radio and I didn't have this job, I would not be on Twitter.
I wouldn't either. If I was truly out of the media game, I would not have Twitter.
If I was just had your run-of-the-mill job, just happy living in my life, going home and just doing my thing and had nothing to do with sports radio at all, there's no reason for me to be on Twitter. It's a cesspool. People, there's trolls. Like I can't stand it. But there, part of it is having that presence, sending out tweets, just trying to have that platform to use to build your radio audience and to stay in contact as often as you can with your listeners. It's just smart for business. And radio hosts that don't do it, I don't quite understand that.
It's free.
It's free advertising.
Here's my stuff.
It's free. Yeah, here's my opinion. Now tune into my show if you think that opinion's right. So what are your thoughts on this? 55305 is a bet you today text line. Jonathan Smith has been criticized lately for his recruiting tactics, one of them being his lack of social media use. And he said, maybe I'm old school, but I'm just not on it that much. I'm way more into phone calls that I can have with recruits rather than retweeting their picture. That doesn't say I'm right for doing it and they're wrong. It's just a different way of doing it. I'm into the authentic relationship.
Well, and I know Nimick does this on our station, but like he has highlighted many a times, their struggle in recruiting.
So there's no denying that. So
if you're struggling in something and there's something that might be able to help you a little bit, again, this goes back to my newspaper magazine or using the internet as a radio host. If my show is not doing well and I'm not providing enough, I don't know, storylines or stats or whatever it is, and I'm still going, I'm not much more on the internet, that's a me problem. Why would you not use the benefit of that?
Use everything at your disposal. What do you make of this? Is it a huge deal, a deal, or no deal at all? 55305. We're talking about Jonathan Smith in the last segment. He had a quote given to the Oregonian yesterday about not wanting to be on social media. He wants more of an authentic relationship, doesn't use social media to recruit kids. And this caused a bit of an issue with Beaver fans. I threw a poll question out on this. We've had Beaver fans arguing back and forth in our mentions now for the last basically 2.5 hours. Let's read some thoughts at the Bet U Today text line 55305. We said, as a Beaver fan, it pains me to see them not even try on social media. Smith's mentality about this doesn't exist in the 16-year-olds today. Adapt or die. Another one, social media is the new norm. You're not swimming in the social media pool. If you're not swimming in the social media pool, you're not doing it right. Another one, as a lifelong Beaver fan, I just got to give them time. I hate recruiting rankings, believe they are all worthless. In a few years, we'll know if his blue-collar approach is working. Until then, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
On that one, I would say I'm more with the listener on the, I am going to give this time. Like, I'm not going to be one to proclaim that they're never going to win because of this. It matters to me, but it's not the, again, I keep using this term, the end-all be-all. Recruiting rankings do matter. I have to go find, when was the last time a national championship team was ranked outside of the top 10?
In terms of a recruiting class?
Yes.
I mean, there might have been one over the course of the last handful of years, but predominantly.
Like largely, you're in the top 7 to 8 every year, so rankings aren't irrelevant. It's just not a perfect system.
There's a reason Clemson and Alabama get the best players from high school, and for the most part, they turn out to be the best players in college. Doesn't mean you can't find a Jamar Jefferson, Marcus Mariota. Like, there are diamonds in the rough, without a doubt, but.
I'm wondering if this is going to change him. Because these guys can be really, they can be blocked from a lot of outside noise. It is easy for them to do that. But this is picking up a lot of conversation and steam, and this is not sitting well, I think, with most Beaver fans. Some like that listener, we've had a few people tweet us and been like, well, this is not that big a deal. Riley didn't do this, and he won. Riley, Twitter launched in what year? 2008?
2007, 2008, somewhere
okay,
in there.
But people really didn't start using it till 9 or 10. So like when Riley got on, that was kind of the end of his tenure. He won before really Twitter was anything to anybody.
The recruiting landscape was completely different 15 years ago.
Right. And now I'll use the arch rival here. If Oregon was doing this, if this was crystal ball with this comment and Oregon State was having some success, maybe not to the level, but having some success, Beaver fan would react how? Probably laughing and making fun of them.
Right. And as a Duck fan, I would be livid with the comment like that.
Okay. And now, again, I think crystal ball in Oregon, their staff have to go prove it on the field with coaching and go win games. But right now, you can't tell me that social media hasn't helped this momentum wave that they've been riding.
It's had a big impact on it, no doubt.
So, I think some of their problem on their staff is the recruiters themselves. Who's their energizing life force on the recruiting trail. Yeah, Oregon has like three or four of those guys, including its head coach.
Right.
Oregon State is a more traditional, well, all right, like, let's sit down, let's call you on the phone, and we'll have a nice chat. And to act like having something flashy or funny or interesting or cool on Twitter or Instagram doesn't matter to a 17-year-old who's undecided and maybe thinking about Oregon State, that's where you lose me. Because that's a chance for you to shout out to that kid, hey, we're having a lot of fun out here. We're going to turn this thing around. We're going to win. There's an audience for that.
Right.
And you are basically turning your back on that audience and hoping all the two-star kids mixed with a couple three-stars just come work hard and develop. And that's fine. For the most part, that's what you are anyway. But I don't like, as an Oregon State alum, I do not like you turning your back on the potential of going to go get the Brandon Cook four-star kids who want to work hard and also see how exciting it can be in Corvallis.
Right, right. A couple more thoughts here. Somebody said, I don't know what the big deal is. Look at a school like Wisconsin, which for several decades now has been one of the most consistent teams in college football. Some of the best players, but play for a coach. Where did that go? We're getting too many that got jumbled. Walk-ons are two or three stars. Wisconsin also does not have a strong Twitter presence. For example, the head coach, Paul Chris, does not even have a Twitter account. So first off, I don't like using analogies further back than 10 years on this, because social media, again, did not exist more than 10 years. It was not an impact in recruiting in 2005, 2006, 2007. People weren't on MySpace, you know, being your top eight. That wasn't a part of recruiting 10, 12, 13 years ago. So this is a newer landscape that we're dealing with. And again, I don't like that mindset for Oregon State. Like that to me, you're losing as a fan if your opinion is, well, look, Wisconsin can do it without being on Twitter. So why can't we? Like, that's no different to me than the people that are texting and tweeting, and Nick Saban's not on Twitter. He's also the greatest college football coach of all time who's at Alabama.
Well,
he doesn't have to be on Twitter.
His staff, I mean, alone. You know,
Nick Saban can go walk into a living room and either offer or not offer any five-star that he wants and get them because he's freaking Nick Saban. Like, you're not there.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that.
He's also
approach.
On national TV every game, and Oregon State's barely on TV.
I hate that
it
mentality.
Is.
Like, well, because Wisconsin does it this way, we can too. Wisconsin has a strong legacy of college football. They have been a sound program for decade after decade after decade. They have a built-in advantage when it comes to the kind of players they go after, the kids that grew up wanting to go to Wisconsin. Like, don't use yourself in those kind of analogies. This is the prime example, and one that we got texted in that I love. I thought it was a really good point. Was saying not using social media is like Saban not converting to the spread. He didn't want to, but he adapted because you do things even if they're uncomfortable, if you want to be successful. Every industry and every landscape is like this. You have to adapt or die. And we go through this a lot in the radio industry. Some of us were frustrated with not more, you know, the podcast coming later, not a bigger presence on social media to develop more listeners. Like, there's a lot more that over the years that we've been here that we could have been doing behind the scenes to grow our audience and to have a bigger presence out there with people that listen to radio. And now we're finally getting there because, again, you adapt or die. You have to learn how to translate to the young kids. And we might, again, think that it's stupid or you don't need to retweet a 17-year-old highlight video. But if that's going to be a thing that matters to him, you're just losing out on a free opportunity to win some points with a recruit.
Yeah, somebody says he doesn't have to like Twitter. He doesn't even have to personally tweet. But Jesus, have a presence and understand that recruiting has changed. You know who's really good at this? And their recruiting classes are never really that great, but he does end up getting the players that clearly fit his system. Mike Leach.
Yeah.
The Pirate is really good on Twitter.
He's really funny. Yeah.
Sans the political commentary that he'll sprinkle in there on a random August afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
He executes Twitter to the point where it gets people talking and it gets people all going. And look, I'm not even telling you his Twitter account really reaches the 17-year-old kid. But he even understands that, like, Twitter is important. He'll retweet the Cougar account. Just picked up this kid. In-house visit. Whatever. That matters. Like, you haven't tweeted since October. That's a problem. Yeah, and right, I think this last one that I saw is a great point. Saban wasn't on Twitter. Crystal Ball and Kirby Smart were.
As a part of his staff.
Crystal Ball won Recruiter of the Year.
Yeah. And he is probably, when you think about a football mentality, Cristobal is like one of the most old school guys you'll find.
Yes.
He's hard-nosed.
He wants the line.
Offensive lineman. Yes.
Like, pound the rock.
Right? Like, yeah. That is as old school as you could possibly get. Another example of that is a guy like Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh is as old school as you can get, but he makes fun of himself. He's got a presence. Like, you're just missing a free opportunity, and I think that's the basis of the argument
I think
here.
Dickard's right, too. Like, it does make feel kids, and it may not land you them. It makes kids feel wanted.
Yes, like, wow, how about that? Like, Jonathan Smith retweeted
me. I'm taking a mindset of a 32-year-old right now that if I know who I was in high school, if I'm playing high school football and I'm really good, I'm like just three stages above Anteater Johnson good.
That's pretty damn good.
But I'm getting recruited by this school, that school, and that school, and Twitter's around, and I see Jonathan Smith retweeting something.
Yeah,
or
tweeting you saying, hey, great game Friday.
Whatever. Yeah, like, he's in my DMs. Like, I'm like, holy crap. This is
Jonathan Smith.
That matters to me. That's a cool feeling. And again, you may not even be picking Oregon State, but feeling wanted and appreciated, I hate saying this because it does pain me, but Oregon is capitalizing on doing that.
Right.
Hey, let's make the coolest graphic with you. Hey, why don't you come to this and everybody and their mom's going to show up and welcome you. Hey, why don't you come look at our closet of Jordans? You can't compete with some of that stuff in Corvallis, but you can do some of the things that they're doing. And social media is a big part of that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.